Welcome to the Adulting Project podcast. As usual, this episode may contain strong language and adult themes throughout, so please do not listen when young ears are out. There we go, we're live.
We're live. And welcome to the Adulting Podcast with me, Scott.
It's a circle, Helen.
I thought you were doing it. You mentioned you were taking in with the guests. Sorry, I had to do that again.
No, it's fine. Just
tell me. And me, Helen.
Me, Jamie.
Me, Donkey.
And tonight we're going to be talking about, is it okay too?
Is it okay too? Well,
we'll soon find out. Right. I did have everything prepared, but my phone's just come up to tell me I am currently busy. So, give me 10 seconds to tell my phone that I'm not currently busy, and we will get on with it.
I'd like to know what you're busy doing.
So it's sort of, is it okay, / controversial questions, which I've been doing a lot on TikTok about.
Okay.
So we'll start the first question off. Is there life after death? You're still eating, aren't you?
Since I was away from the microphone.
Is that a mouthful of nuts, Helen?
Not the right kind.
Honey roasted.
Bitch.
I would say I'd like to think that reincarnation exists.
Yeah, so when you do this and you go,
I think that's a nice concept to think about.
So reincarnation, what would you like to come back as?
Well, and like, for example, if you had your spirit and you die, then you come back on the earth again afterwards.
How is it so hard to talk into a fucking microphone?
And that's why I think sometimes children can appear as old souls. I'm not snogging the microphone, Jamie.
No, you're talking like this. You're going like, hello, how are you?
Well, let me do this then. Better?
No, because it would have been easier if you just brought it up to you and you can only speak.
Yeah, sometimes children seem like old souls, or when they're five, they can like sing like Frank Sinatra and stuff, and you're just like, where did that come from? And you're like, well, maybe they had another life before they came back on this one.
Yeah, but if you had the choice, reincarnation, would you like to come back as something different?
No.
No?
I'd want to come back as a human.
Okay.
Human. A human.
You'd like to have this shit life again.
It could be better.
Could be worse.
Jesus. Stab a man when he's down. Well, what about you, Scott? Do you reckon? Is there fucking anything after this?
I like to think so.
Quick apologies to our listeners for our fucking tumble dryer going off then. Do me a favour and shut the door.
I do believe in reincarnation. I know the Buddhists believe that everybody comes back until they have completed their purpose in life. But I would like to think that there is some sort of reincarnation, but hey-ho, I'm not sure I want to come back.
No?
No, fuck that. One life is enough for me, motherfucker.
What about you, Dom? What are you reckoning?
I don't know, I totally believe in it, to be honest. It's one thing I do believe in.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm totally opposite to everyone.
I do believe there is life after death.
I reckon it's a light switch. Once you're done, you're done. Just done. Fucking.
Nah.
You've had one go round, and after that, you're out.
Well, what's the point then?
What's the point of what?
You being here in the first place.
Why does there have to be a point?
Yeah.
Sorry to answer your question with an answer question. But
I mean, there's so many times there's people not gone, oh, I've done this before, or I've been in this place before, and you've never actually been there.
Yeah, that's deja vu.
But it's not deja vu. It's like sometimes you actually think, really, that could have actually happened in a past life.
Yeah, that's deja vu. We had this conversation with the hypnotist, didn't we? About past life.
I just still believe there is.
Regressions.
Yeah,
that's
part of life. Regression. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I just still believe there is life after death.
I don't know if it's a comfortable thing that people want to believe in it because
maybe.
It's comfortable, and you know, especially I was watching Scrubs. You remember that old 90s TV show Scrubs?
Yep.
And there was an episode where this geezer was dying, and he was like, "I'm scared of death," And they was going through it all saying, well, you know, are you actually scared of death, or are you just scared of what you don't know?
Yeah.
Which is fair enough, because if you don't know, everything's scary that you don't know.
Yep.
A lot of people are scared of what they don't know, but I still believe that there's something there.
Yeah, like, for example, I saw in a documentary that actually this lady was getting, she was having a regression with a hypnotist, and she had always, in this life, had a terrible fear of water, but she didn't know why.
Mm.
And in a past life, it turned out that through the regression that they'd worked out that she had drowned in a past life. That's why she was scared of water in this life.
Well, there you are, see?
But can you just call that bullshit?
Yeah, if you want to.
Like mediums.
But I would rather believe in that than a religion.
Are mediums actually providing comfort to the people that want solace in the people that are dying?
I'd rather.
Or are they conning someone?
Depends.
I don't believe they're conning people at all. Some people can be con artists, yeah. I'm not disputing that they can't. But things like that, no.
You know, it's nice to, someone dies in your personal life, it's nice to go, oh yeah, Sally's over here wanting to chat to you, and you feel that warmth inside, and it helps you along in your grief, and I can understand why people would want to do it. But then on the other side, are they just taking people's money off of the vulnerable and the weak?
Yeah, but how do they come up with those really specific nicknames?
Because
and stuff?
A lot of people...
share stuff on social media.
Yeah, and a lot of
I don't believe that, because some people haven't shared stuff and it's been very personal and been brought out.
But a lot of the hoax mediums have a way of getting information. They're very vague, so they'll go, "I have somebody here, and they're looking for somebody whose name begins with D."
And then they read
Dungy.
Everybody puts their hand up, and it's like it's a man in a suit. And people start...
Yeah.
Can you remember
it's like
what...
that Guess Who game.
Yeah, the fucking girls are phenomenal at that.
I think you both need to have a really good medium, come on. And maybe deal with
what
that
was
situation
it,
then.
What was it the hypnotist said, Robert Parker? He turned around and he said that basically the mediums, they exactly what you just said.
They have a skill and they know how to
extract the information, but they find the weak people. Because you remember he was saying with Derren Brown, that he,
the weaker they are, the easier they are.
By
to
the
manipulate.
Time he's up there on stage, you know, he goes, "All right, you and Seat, whatever, you come up on stage." Apparently, by the time they're on stage, they're already hypnotized. They're already under his spell, and they will automatically respond to whatever he's telling him.
Yeah.
So when you're a medium and you're actually going there for that purpose in the first place, are you going to be more susceptible to...
You are, because you're already looking for that point that...
More forgiving as
well. I want to talk to my dad who passed away 20 years ago, and I've got some things to say to him that I never had the chance to say to, and I'd like to make up for that.
Yeah.
So they're already susceptible to that, and they're more willing to believe and more willing to give out information.
There's people doing that and potentially conning people, but what's to say they're still not true? As a general concept.
I
do believe in there are real mediums out there, and I do believe in life after death, and I do believe in the spirit world. But the majority of these people that are doing it are bogus, and it will take a long time to find a good one that isn't just out to take your money and
That's
come
true.
Off, live off your grief.
Mm. Yeah. A bit like religion as a whole. Mm. I find religion and mediums come quite hand in hand, because they are, one, they're controlling people through fear, in my eyes. Two, they're holding on to something that cannot ever be proven, which is what happens after you die. And they're making people do what they want, because if you, I don't know, if you give 20 quid to the church today, you're more likely to go to heaven than hell. Well, who wants to go to fucking hell? It's fucking 20 quid, you know what I mean? Take my fucking cash. And it all revolves around that one thing at the end of the day, and it is cash. We want money. How do I get money? And that's where I think it's this modern age, is I cannot trust people.
Yeah.
I just don't trust people.
To be fair, I've never had a religion, so it's not something that matters to me.
Fucking
I just think it's more of a sense of control, and I think nowadays it's not quite the same as what it was in the past. In the past, it was definitely used as control,
of course,
but now it's more for those people that need it as a to give them purpose, to give them a family, or to give them
you know,
a little bit of comfort or solace in life.
Yeah, security, where they're feeling really insecure, and they feel like, if you say, like, a lot of them say, oh, I knew God was with me, does it give them that confidence that they wouldn't necessarily have had beforehand?
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm more than happy for, you know, Joe Blocks down the road to be a Christian and whatnot, as long as it isn't, if that's what he needs to get by and to do his life, to get through his life.
Much rather Joe Blogs be a Christian than a mass murderer.
Yeah, exactly.
How many of those Americans now, because they push religion into these jails, because they're coming out now and they've got something to work towards.
Mm.
And fair enough, if it's actually improving someone's life, I've got no problem with religion. It's as soon as some religion doesn't affect your life in a positive manner. If it is...
Become extremist.
Or cult-like. Cult-like as well. Yeah. You know, all of these... And there's always going to be evil people in this world, unfortunately.
Yeah. You ain't ever going to sort that out.
And, you know, even at the higher ups and all the way down to the lower downs.
You have heathens that deserve to be stoned.
Well, you know, I'm exactly the same.
Listen, I can't be dealing with any of that religious stuff.
Hey, don't talk to me, you heathen bitch.
And that's the end of that conversation. Otherwise, we'll get into the long conversation.
What's the next one?
What's next one?
Yeah.
Is it ever justified to torture someone?
Go donkey.
Is it ever justified to torture someone? No, I don't believe so. However, I know a lot of people who have done it. However, no, I don't believe it's justified at all to torture someone.
So if hypothetically, your mother was kidnapped from someone knew where she was... And the only way he would talk is if you suddenly cut one of his little pinkies off his toe one at a time to talk. Is it justified then? To save somebody else? Well, to save 100 people, would it be okay to torture that one?
Hell yeah.
I still don't believe so. I don't believe that you should torture anyone in any circumstance.
Well, they say the best form of torture is mental torture. You don't actually have to physically do anything. You just have to make the implication that you are going to do it.
Do you know it's illegal in military camps to play a baby crying? It's a form of, the highest form of torture is constant babies crying.
Yeah, they do a lot of that in the CIA, don't they?
Psychological, isn't it?
Psychological torture, yeah.
Or the water drip on your forehead.
Yeah, that was a big favourite with the Japanese, wasn't it? Waterboarding, the CIA love a bit of waterboarding.
Chinese, bamboo.
Across the soles of the feet.
Yeah, no, they used to sit you in a chair with a hole that's big enough for your arsehole.
Yeah.
And they used to plant a bamboo underneath you. And then the bamboo grows 1 meter every hour or something like that?
No, not every hour.
Is it a day, sorry?
Yeah, it was 1 meter a day. Hour.
So slowly this fucking bamboo's growing up through you. At what point do you give up?
Yeah, that was a bit like Vlad the Impaler, wasn't it? He sat his prisoners on top of spikes and they slowly slid down.
I think torture's one of the worst crimes.
Yeah. But...
I would agree. I don't think I personally would ever be able to torture somebody.
If someone had my kids.
Or be responsible for torturing them.
If anyone had you or the kids, I wouldn't give a fuck. If it was your life...
I mean, I'd be able to beat them up.
In the kids' lives versus that fella.
But is that not a form of torture?
I think I'd find it easier to stab someone than to torture someone.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I think it would probably be...
As in like a...
Done. So I suppose, what are we classing as torture? I classify torture as any physical bodily harm against an unarmed person.
I don't think
physical or mental. That's quick and physical and done.
No, if you're it's the longevity someone, of it's something. It's a
long process, it's not something quick and easy.
So the main points of my classification is he's unarmed and unable to get away from whatever you're putting onto him.
Yes.
That is my version of torture. Yeah, if
you've got the control.
Yeah, so like, they're tied up, they cannot move, they are there, and you are subjugated to whatever.
No, I don't think I'd even be able to stab them if they were like tied up in front of me and I had the control.
No.
If it was like a fight and you were doing
it
in defence and stuff like that,
what am I gonna
then
do?
I absolutely probably would. You
know? One kidnapped. On one,
definitely. In the heat of the moment, for example, if the kids were taken and I chased them down and got hold of them, then more than likely I would be able to do something in the heat of the moment. Mm. But if I was calm like I am now and they were just sat in the corner, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Knowing where somebody else was torturing your kids. You wouldn't do it.
I don't
anything.
Know. I'd have to be put in that situation to find out.
This is all hypothetical. Yeah. No one's going to be doing
this. I don't believe I could do it either. So, yeah, I'm with you on that, Helen, to be fair. I really don't think.
Maybe it's just
that's
us.
Why we've got you.
Maybe it's just us sick men that could quite happily.
Maybe
do
it's
it.
A sexist thing because you know I'd happily wouldn't even bat an eyelid.
No.
I would literally sit there with a pair of pliers and yank one of his balls off at the time.
Come on.
But you are also and then, slightly psychologically deranged.
I would, after I pulled the nails out, I'd slowly slip them into his eye sockets.
I don't want to know, thank you. No, literally, it makes me feel sick, just the thought of it.
Me personally, it would be the bamboo splinters under the fingernails before
lovely.
I pulled them out.
Oh, that'd be... paper cuts and then just pour vinegar slowly over it.
So I'm not scared for my safety, because I know that this one next to me would do... would do anything.
No, if you listen back, I only said kids.
No, you did say wife.
I never heard wife, I heard kids.
I hope that I would never have to see that side of you.
No, you don't. That's not the side you want to see of someone anyway, is it?
So, where are we going now?
The next one is, should drugs be legal?
Yes.
All drugs?
No.
No, I think you should legalise the soft drug. Cannabis.
Mm.
Yeah, it's so out of control.
It would be so much better for society if you legalised it. You could tax it.
I was going to say they'd make more money out of it.
You could make it.
And also there's a lot of medical things with it as well, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's not only that. People wouldn't be so keen to commit crime. Mm.
To get it,
you know, if they know.
So what level would we cut it off at?
Not class A. Class A is bad. You can't do that.
Weed at one stage was class A.
Yeah.
It was.
So we're talking class C, which I do believe is cannabis.
Mm. What about MDMA? Ecstasy?
Would it not?
I don't believe that's a good idea because of the kids. Because a lot of kids have been taking that and dying recently.
But that's because of the mix that it's got. Yeah. If you've got governmental control
over it, would it not make it
safer?
It would and provide maybe, a safer environment for people to experiment and take. If that's what they want to do, that there would be a more vetted process for the people that are taking them, and like for example, the kids that do want to take them but don't want to risk their lives to the point where they don't know they might be
if
taking rat poison.
Like parental consent or something.
Would they go to a shop where they knew that they were getting stuff that
quality,
had
yeah.
passed certain regulations, so that they know that
it
they're not taking
checked,
dirty
yeah.
drugs?
Yeah.
Would that actually reduce the crime rate?
Probably,
yeah,
in a way, but
obviously you're still going to get people desperate wanting to get it for really cheap. But then that's up to them if they want to risk their health.
But the crime rate in Holland for drug abuse isn't anywhere near what it is over here because they have the
legalized
control.
Yeah, they can tax it. That money can go towards healthcare, public services.
Mm. Can you remember what Jay Scott said about the legalization of weed in Wisconsin? Was he? Wherever he was, and wherever Amazon started, that's where he was.
Yeah,
and it got legalized there, and he said the violent crime rate went through the floor. It was like everyone was just chilled. He said, "Yeah, granted, you walked everywhere at stank of weed, but
you don't want that either." But
yeah, but it does. You go to London every time you walk past something.
Oh, it stinks!
It stinks. Even like cars driving down the road, they'll drive past you, and you will get a whiff of weed. Mm-hmm. I think. That is taboo. You shouldn't be it's same as alcohol.
Yeah, like there'd still be laws you can't drive, you know, and certain things. But would it make it easier for people that did have health issues that where it could help them with their anxiety or with their pain control and stuff like that? Actually, would it make it easier for them to obtain it?
Well, going back to ecstasy, is they're trialing that out now for PTSD war vets, and they're giving them ecstasy in micro doses. Of course, they're not getting them fucking off their tits, but they're on a level where they can do their daily lives, but they no longer want to kill themselves.
Yeah,
I mean, surely. If it has any benefit to anyone, should always be an exception.
Yep, it's the same as cannabis. They've legalised cannabis.
That's what I'm saying. Some of it does have benefits for you to want to do that, but then it may still come out of control if you did do it. Though. That's the problem.
No, because they've legalised cannabis in medical grounds, haven't they, for certain medical
You have
things.
To go to courts to get the pass.
But you still have to go to court,
And that's what, if it's legalised and it's all controlled properly, that the crime... would definitely, I believe.
I don't think definitely.
Take a decline.
You can't say definitely because it could go the other way.
What do they go on to? Because let's face it, if they're not dealing and selling drugs, people are still poor. They still want money.
If they're
still
not dealing and selling those drugs, then they're still
going
to start
are they
gonna doing
do
the
next?
Harder drugs, aren't they? The
Either that, or are they going to start stealing more cars?
Exactly. You
are they
don't know.
More
or
they're
going to do more burglaries? Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem.
It's a fucked up situation, which
I don't want to spur them on to do something more serious.
But then do we know until we try?
You don't know.
But it's like prostitution, the 50-50, oldest.
50-50, isn't it?
But prostitution is the oldest profession in the world. It should be legalised. It'd be a lot more control.
Safer.
You know, you read about street girls being killed, being beaten up.
You don't even read that much of it compared to what actually happens. Yeah.
No.
But if they legalised prostitution again, it would be something else in the government coffers. It would be taxable. You know, it would be cleaner. It would be safer. It would be cleaner and safer not only for the clients, but for the girls themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I agree.
So where would we? Are we levelling it off at class C and below legal?
Yeah.
Or are we saying some class Bs? Because mushrooms... Mushrooms have got a high place of high mentality.
Well, mushrooms you'd have to legalise because they grow wild, so people can go and pick them. I don't think
what they're picking, do they?
I don't think it's illegal to pick mushrooms and eat them. So, you know, that's...
Here's a controversial question now. Would you, if you ran the country, put a law in that states if you're a drug user or whatever, so like cocaine, like all the business people do in London and stuff like that, would you give those people that are at a higher responsibility a harsher punishment than somebody that's down and out?
I think that's how it should be, but that's never going to
happen.
Why
would you give them a higher punishment?
Because
they're in a more position of with more
they're
power.
They're more educated. They're more...
They should know better, basically.
Exactly, yeah. Compared to someone that has no other option. So say, like, a geezer that has been born into a family that unfortunately is on housing benefits and all the other stuff, that has gone to the school and got in with the wrong crowd and has, you know, he's got four women pregnant.
He should know the same, but however, I do get where you're coming from. Yeah, if you are further educated.
Yeah, because all these high flying businessmen are saying that it's
chefs.
A stress relief, so they're taking it to relieve the stress. They can actually afford to go and have something professional rather than
They can go to therapy.
Or a massage.
Yeah, with a
happy ending.
So, yeah, I think that anybody up in that sort of...
How would you judge where the threshold was, where that line was?
Because it's like the footballers and the
money's
celebrities.
Paid.
It's like the footballers and celebrities now, isn't it? If you look, footballer gets done for drink driving, he gets a 6-month ban and a £500 fine.
Yeah, but that's because he's in the public eye.
Yeah, but your average Joe gets done for drink driving. He gets a 3-year ban and a £2,000 fine. Where's the fairness?
Yeah.
It's not fair.
No, it's not
the
fair.
The system's not fair.
So,
and then if, like, Scott got a fucking drink driving ban, he would lose his licence twice as long as normal people because he's a professional driver. Yeah. It doesn't matter that footballer's got billions of kids watching him and going, he's my idol.
Yeah, it's all right for me to drink and drive because he does it.
He done it.
Yeah.
You know. But there's the wonderful thing. Right, what's the next one? Guns in America. Let's get into that one. I love guns in America. Do guns make a society safer?
No.
Totally not.
Every man has the right to defend his castle. His castle is his home.
No, I don't agree.
Yeah. You go around London, yeah, you're still going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get shot.
In America, you're going
to
get shot.
Yeah, even in Walmart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's scary the amount of people that have guns and the lack of education around them.
Mm.
And, like, there's so many societies that, you know, think that people will sleep with them underneath their pillows or kids will find them. And it's just not safe to have around.
It's not safe.
Yeah, but if you look at the flip side of that, somebody breaks into your house.
Yeah.
Ties you up.
But that's only because they might already have a gun because of the gun laws. So if there were gun laws where they banned them completely, then you would only have to worry about someone robbing you with a knife or a bat.
Yeah, but there's no difference. Somebody breaks into your house, they tie you up, rape your wife, right? They get 6 years. They break into your house, tie you up, you get free, they're raping your wife, you shoot them, you get 15 years.
Yeah.
Right, you're defending your wife and your property.
Yeah.
They only get 6 for committing an offence, which is fucking rape.
Yeah.
Unspeakable.
Yeah.
You know, they're put in separate places in the jail for a fucking reason.
Yep.
you know, absolute scumbags. So I think we're all in agreement here. I don't think guns make anyone safer.
I don't believe so.
Do you reckon?
Well,
does it make you safer?
I think there's a place for them, but I don't think it does make society safer as a whole.
No.
Like Joe Bloggs over there, he has a gun, I have a gun.
Yeah. You have a dispute.
His dog had a shit in my garden.
Yeah, you go out and shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, where is...
I think it plays on people's reactive nature.
Yeah, so we've had this conversation before, like, back when that... was it the Fifth Amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah, when that was wrote, the guns were, you know, I got in an argument with you in the pub, I had to sit here for 10 minutes loading a fucking musket, powder, ball, stab, 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 stab. By the time I went to shoot you, I'd have calmed down and had another beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, and I understand in America, you know, they had that law to be able to let Joe, Tom, Dick and Harry defend the Constitution against the government and they can create a militia. But let's face it, they're fucked. Yeah.
Now it's just pull out a gun, shoot someone, think nothing of it, and walk away.
And yeah, guns do have their place, but in the right... But, everybody is capable. Everybody around this table is capable of murder, put in the right situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Everyone is capable of murder, no matter what.
It's like in the military, we had to go through 2 weeks of training every year to fucking hold a rifle. And in that rifle, you got given a bit of card that was no bigger than 4 inches, and it had about 7 different things on it. And they were so ambiguous that if you shot someone, and you took this little piece of paper out as a defence, any little thing could have fucking floored it. And it was so grey. But they're giving that to our soldiers to go, if someone's attacking you, here's your law.
You fucking read this before you
read this before you shoot. Pick which one you're going to use as a defence. And if you pick one, your actual company that you're working for, which is the government, will still try and sue you.
Yeah. See, I think wholeheartedly that is wrong. When anybody joins the military, they are paid to defend their country. Yeah. They are paid killers. That is their job.
Yeah, it's job done.
Anybody in the military that is tried for doing their job, I think it's just a fucking farce.
It is horrendous. So we're saying it's got its place, but not as
for
free
general society's
as
use.
America has decided to do. Because quickly going on a tangent, wasn't Walmart doing something like buy a pack of beer, get a free fucking pistol?
Quite possibly.
At one stage.
I know in some states you can go into the gun shop, apply for your firearms permit, wait 7 days, go back, get your permit, pick your gun.
That's just fucking wrong, isn't it?
Should you not have some sort of mental assessment before you can buy
a
gun?
What, like over here?
Yeah.
No, because America is, you have the right to bear arms.
It's mad.
They only need to wear a tank top to have bear arms.
Boom, boom. She's here all week, people.
That was quite quick for me, to be fair.
Here's a random light-hearted one. Is it okay to ask a genie for infinite wishes?
Of course it is. He's a genie.
Yeah, but then he's got more work.
Fuck him.
He's got more work.
Yeah, but fuck him. Think of all the time he's come out of that. He's spent 1,000 years in that lamp. How much freedom
is
he going to have?
Depends what use the wish is for.
Do expand.
Sex, drugs and sausage rolls.
If you were to use it only for personal gain, then I think there should be a limited number.
What else are you going to be wishing for?
I think there would be, there should be a limited number of wishes for personal gain and everything else. You can have infinite wishes for non-personal gain.
What else?
Like charities.
All your
stuff.
Enemies. Fuck kill off. Them all.
There's another light-hearted one.
No, personal gain, like unlimited money or something. You know what I mean?
I said this was light-hearted. It definitely isn't. Right, we'll start with you, Helen.
Yeah.
Would you rather be deaf or blind?
Deaf.
Scott?
Fuck me. I think I'm going to have to side with Helen on that.
You can still drive then. You can still see people. You can still...
Are you allowed to drive when you're deaf?
Pass. Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah, but you can't hear the emergency services.
You can still see the lights in your wing mirrors and that.
No, fair enough.
And you can feel music through beats in the floor.
And if you're deaf, there's such things as hearing aids.
Yeah,
it depends how profoundly deaf. Are you saying you can't hear anything at all?
Yeah, right, for the rest of your life, not see anything, not hear anything.
I would rather not be able to hear anything.
Oh, I think yeah. I'm on that as well.
Yeah, definitely not be able
There's
to hear
There's loads of other sensory yet. Experiences that yeah. you can get.
Right.
That wouldn't yeah. inhibit your life as much as not being yeah. able to see.
Like Karen said, you can still feel the beat in the music.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to trust people if I was blind. I wouldn't be able to do. I wouldn't do anything.
I don't trust you, and I can fucking see. Right, what we'll do is we'll have a quick break here. Let you listen to my beautiful voice because Donkey definitely needs a piss, and we'll come back in a second. Toodles.
Bye.
Oi, you! Yeah, you listening? Are you enjoying the Adulting Project podcast? Well, go subscribe. Go like it. Go follow it. Give us a rating. Go on, I'll wait here for you. Well, I hope you have gone and done that. Because honestly, guys, thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it for you. Tell your friends, tell your family, throw it out into the ether. Once again, thank you so much. Let's get back to the podcast.
Hi, people, and we're back for the second half. It's me, Scott.
Me, Donkey.
Me, Jamie.
And me, Helen.
Right, let's get back into this. Jamie, what's the next
question? The next question is, would you rather be extremely short or extremely tall? Now, Donkey, you'd have to answer. Yeah,
we already know the answer to this.
Excuse me. I'm actually quite happy with my height. So oh, yeah. Not
Fuck me. Why would you when be you happy sat in a high chair doing a podcast?
When you say extremely
do you know
short.
Why? I'm quite happy because I can wear heels if I want to be taller.
That's true.
That's not heels, that's fucking stilts.
I don't care. I'm quite happy, thank you.
Yeah, if you when you're saying extremely short, are you talking like dwarf size, or are you talking about? I would rather be short than tall.
Really?
Thank you, Helen.
Like not overly tall, like because
you're like 5'8" now, so you're going to lose like a foot and was it foot 8 inches?
I would rather yeah, because there's always ways to make yourself
of
taller.
Course. Shoes.
Whereas when you're really, really tall to the point where you're having to duck to get into buildings and stuff.
Mm.
Must be really annoying.
That it's harder to not stick out. It's harder to not stick out if you're taller.
No,
I think.
No, because short people stick out as well. People always look.
If I see a dwarf, I'm like, ooh.
In a crowd of people, it's easier to blend in.
Yeah,
if
but,
you are shorter than if you are taller.
Yeah, but short people get trampled in a rush.
Oh, fuck that. That. So we got the women at short and yeah. the men at tall.
Yeah, me, I'm 6'1". I'm quite happy with that.
And if you're a woman, would you still want to be an extremely tall woman?
Fuck me, yeah.
Or would you want to be a really short woman?
No, fucking those legs, I could make money out of them.
Mm. Well, I suppose you yeah. could do. There's jobs and things that could go for
yeah,
it. But
definitely. What would be the first thing you'd done as the opposite sex? Go on, Anna.
Windmill down the stairs.
I hate to break it to you. It doesn't keep you afloat.
Yeah.
yeah. Creates a draft.
Me, fucking prostitute. I would have retired at Mate. 27.
I wouldn't still be working, you know what I mean? I would not give a shit.
What would you do? Jiggle the breasts.
Yeah, I'd definitely play my tit, my bigger
no,
tits.
No, you'd suffocate yourself.
Yeah. He'd be a whore like me. He'd be oh, making fucking money laid on his back.
I would. OnlyFans wouldn't know what hit. Yeah. Honestly, I'll be sticking fucking everything up there.
Yeah, boom.
You know,
I'll take that.
Not if it hurts, you wouldn't.
Yeah, man.
Belle Delphine at the moment's making £1 million a month.
Good for her.
On OnlyFans.
I would rather not have to bear myself to do that.
£1 million a month.
Fucking hell, look, we're missing a trick there, son.
That's £12 million a year without all of the other stuff she's doing. Without her merchandise, without everything else like that.
Depends what you're driven by.
Money.
Fucking right.
If you've got the sex drive to match, fair enough.
Yeah, I suppose
if you
that
haven't,
is the point, isn't it?
Not about
I wonder
sex
what our
drive,
sex
though,
drive
is
would
it,
have done.
Really?
Yeah,
I would just rather not pick my kids up from school knowing that potentially half the dads in the playground have seen my tits.
Wouldn't give a shit
exactly.
because I'll be able to turn around to their other halves and go,
he fucking paid that.
Yeah. at $12.99 a month. Thanks, yeah. mate.
Boom, check-a-lack. You know that fucking mascara you wanted, and he said he couldn't afford it? Boom.
It's because he wanted to look at these, darling.
Not nice for the kids, though, is it? Especially.
No.
It depends what age they find out, I suppose.
Yeah.
It depends. Right, what's the next question? Let's have a look. Would you rather travel 100 years forward or 100 years backwards in time?
Ooh. That's a really hard one. Forwards.
Not for me.
Well, you'd stay just there. You wouldn't move.
I'm going back, mate.
But you already know what happens.
You'd be in the Victorian times.
That's fine.
You'd have to wear a top hat. You'd have to walk in streets with poo.
He loves wearing hats.
You might catch cholera and die before you get to come back.
Fuck me, I live in Hayes. What do you think I do every day?
That's a good point. There's another bit of editing for me.
Like always.
I reckon 100 years forward.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
I know you can find out about if you want to know about 100 years ago. As much as
I think I'd be happy to go forward, not back.
Yeah, is that though? Do you want to go back so that you can meet like people from your past and like in your family and that?
Or is it
just because that era interests you?
No, I want to go back so I can set myself up so when I'm actually born in this life, I've got a fucking pot of money to sit on.
Yeah, but that
there's no lottery back then, though.
No, but
wouldn't be you then, would it? You wouldn't be you when you came back.
Exactly.
You'd be different.
You'd be a different person entirely because you would have already set yourself up into some other way.
People or had the same family or the same parents because they might have met someone else. So, for example, three generations back, if they were a wealthy businessman, they might have met someone in the courts rather than the maid down the road.
No, because you're doing it for yourself, aren't you?
Also, would you go back, you know, like the Christmas Story or whatever, where he can
so
just look through
going,
the window?
Going back as you?
Yeah, I'm setting myself up and I'm setting that fund up. And that's always there
but
for
that's
me.
Not how
okay,
it works.
So here,
oh, what, so like
here we go
it,
then.
Nick a quid, stick it under your name for you in the future, sort of thing, right? But then, how fucking quantum time was? You're going
to
come back anyway. Are you going back forwards?
See, I didn't think.
Or are you going to stay there? Because I think the question is, you're going.
You're not coming.
Yeah, you're not coming
back. Fuck me, if I'm going back and I'm staying there, I'm still going back to that time.
Yeah?
Fuck it. Yeah, I don't want to know what happens in the future, man.
See, I understood that, as you'd be able to go and see what it's like, but it wouldn't affect anything in your current life.
What, forwards?
Back or forward. So, for example, like in the Christmas Story, when he looks through the window and he can observe, but he can't talk to people and experience people.
You're going there, you're living there.
Oh,
no, fuck that, I'm still going back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm happy to go.
Because you know, what to expect, isn't it?
It's not what's happening. It's not only that. It's a simpler life, and why the fuck do I want to go forward?
Is it a simpler life?
Yeah. Why the fuck do I want to go forward and try and blend in? I know.
I wouldn't.
I've got a rough idea of what's happening back then.
Imagine how much money you'll make going forwards. I'm from the past.
Yeah, you might not.
You know.
Yeah, but in the past, it's also much harder.
Imagine. Right, we're in a pandemic right now. Imagine how many pandemics is going to happen.
That time ago, there was everything, literally so many things, even common flu and cold.
Would you go back with the knowledge that you have now?
Of course, we would.
Yeah, yeah, you're going back.
Because actually, then going back is an advantage, like you said, Scott, because you would know about germs, you'd know about healthcare and all that kind of stuff. Whereas, if you go to the future, you'd be 100 years behind in your knowledge and development. For how to use things in the future. So would you actually be able to even function in that society?
And think of all that shit that you could...
Because you might not have had those modifications or that knowledge developed through generations.
And think of all that shit that you're going back with, like 100 years ago, right? You're going back, you're coming up to the invention of the telephone, the motor car, the TV. You're going to be that man that fucking goes...
You'd be able to set some businesses up.
Just to proper fuck up your mind here. We're only talking about going back to 1922.
Yeah.
In 20 years' time, from when you land, is World War II.
Yeah.
You're going back into World War I.
Yeah.
So at your age, you know, you'd have to go fight.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't, because I'm going to go, fuck me, we've got a jet engine here. I know the principles. this is how it works.
You could not create a jet engine with what they had.
Gems you did. Have to also let time yeah, create look how its
good it went.
Things.
Hey, mate, the Germans had a jet fighter. The only reason they lost the war was because they spent so much time and effort making sure everything worked perfectly and invested.
That's not like the Germans.
No, phasing himself right into
yeah, but sometimes.
If they'd spent more money going,
see you later, you're going back.
If we mass produce it, we can have more. Mm. And okay, it may break down more often, but we're going to have more of it. They were more of, let's make less and make it fucking perfect. So yeah, but
sometimes you have to let things go through a process to develop. You can't just turn and say, I know how a jet engine functions, so I'm going to be able to build loads of jet engines in a time where people might not understand that type of mechanics, and then say, I'm going to win the war because of it. Sometimes you need to let progression happen at a more natural pace, I think, before you can introduce ideas and stuff like that. Because you might have been seen as completely radical, someone completely insane. They could lock you in an asylum.
No, but the Germans did. They let it progress. They developed it over the period of the war. But by the time they let it develop, they were so intent on making it perfect.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That they couldn't produce enough of them because they actually had a jet fighter functioning and flying during the war.
So we're saying, what are you saying?
I don't know now.
You don't know.
I'm forward. Saying I would rather go forward. I am. I'm a forward. You're a back.
Yeah, man.
There we go. That's what all the questions are about.
Helen's on the bench.
I'm all about living in the present, me.
You bellend. Right, one last question. Which one should I go for? Oh, right, we go with this one. Are we living in a simulation?
No.
No?
Well, it depends whether you call, like, nuclear reaction and all that kind of stuff a simulation.
But they've created an actual living simulation in a computer.
So you're talking, like, sort of Free Guy?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Nah. The Truman Show.
Nah, we're not living in a simulation.
I reckon there could be a possibility.
Yeah, then you've got all these conspiracy theories.
It's rather large for a simulation, isn't it?
No, because you've got all these conspiracies like the moon landing. Mm. You know, apparently that was filmed in a TV studio.
Mm.
You know, you've got loads of possibilities.
It's like, does AI know it's AI?
Yeah.
Well, no, because it hasn't got a conscience.
It does. It thinks for itself.
Yeah.
You don't
only
teach
through
AI.
The only through the algorithms.
No, it doesn't have an algorithm. It learns its own algorithm.
Yeah, it learns its own algorithm.
Isn't that a bit dangerous?
Well, it still sits there listening to me sometimes and starts talking to me randomly when I'm having conversations.
It's like Facebook, Helen. Have you never ever wondered why you've had adverts come up on your Facebook page?
Yeah, because people listen in.
Exactly. But
because you've got those devices in your home.
Yeah. No, people don't listen in.
AI listens in.
That's where, so if AI doesn't know it's AI, it believes it's a being in itself. It has its own consciousness. It learns.
Fuck me, I've got a telly at Donkey's house that will turn on when I walk into the room.
Don't. You walk in the room and it just, bing.
Is that the glass one? You've got that already, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, is it cool?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, is that through sensors, though?
Hello, Sky.
Well, there you go. That's through sensors.
Put on and it will turn the telly over for me.
The only time I'd ever think it was a simulation is if you had a certain group of people that were in charge of the AI and how it functioned and developed.
Everything goes back down to numbers. No matter what you do in life, science, whatever, it always comes back to numbers.
It's always numbers, yeah.
So could we be living in a number-based AI system that has created a simulation to figure out what's going to happen? I'm going to put my hands up
here.
Yeah,
why not?
I don't believe we are. But I'm just being devil's advocate here that we could.
You could be, yeah.
Or is it only because we've put numbers to it because that's what we understand? It could be something completely different.
But you could say that about anything. Everything could be. However,
okay, going along with your theory, when you feel like you meet someone and you feel like it's fate, could that be part of the algorithm AI putting you in the right place to see what happens between
a whole
these two people?
There. Is there such a thing as free will? Is free will real?
Is that how your family's chosen to test certain things?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you very much.
That's disgusting.
Look at your TV. Adverts are designed in such a way to make you want to go out and buy that product.
Yeah.
you know, advertising. So you're not really living free will, are you? You're watching something on the influence. On the telly, and you're influenced by the adverts.
You can't just say you're influenced by just adverts.
You don't have to go out and buy it.
A specific thing, someone else next to you might say, "Oh, I want that because you've got it." Exactly. So it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's influence.
It's everywhere, though. It's not just TV adverts. It's everywhere.
No, but we're just.
Yeah, I'm just saying, influence is everywhere, everywhere you look.
You don't have to act on it, though.
No, but majority of people do.
You don't have to have the same as your neighbour next door.
Well, that's more jealousy than influence, isn't it?
Most of the time.
But wanting to fit in, or there'll be emotions behind that.
Do you know
that.
What I mean? You don't have to have the same as every person.
Right. So we don't know.
No, obviously we don't know.
Well, that's a great thing.
Come on, let's throw one more out there.
No, we're gonna call it a day because we're getting towards we've got to go for food.
But
when this is released, Scott,
it's
going to be around your birthday.
Yeah, man.
So we've done something for you.
Yeah, you wankers.
You knew it because every cunt's come up to you saying happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Motherfucker.
So let's see if this plays through our headphones.
Happy birthday, Chopsy.
Happy birthday, Scott. Cheers.
Happy birthday, Deliveroo. Have a good day. Bye.
Happy birthday, Donkey Scott.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Happy birthday, Scott. What time does the titty bar open?
Happy birthday, Monkey. Have a great day. Mwah.
Happy birthday, Scotty.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday, Fagan, you legend. I hope you have a good one, mate.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Scott. Happy birthday to you.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop.
Happy birthday, Grandad.
Try again.
Happy birthday, Grandad.
And again.
Happy birthday, Grandad.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Well, after I left Test Gold, I met Scott and I quite liked Scott. So I was just very quickly like to wish him a very happy birthday and Scott, if you want to swap photos of your lorry, I have loads to send you. Happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday, you can't.
Happy birthday, Scotty, darling.
So, happy birthday, Scott.
Cheers, wanker.
Would you like a tissue for those tears?
What tears?
The waterfall of tears now in our living room.
There's no fucking waterfall of tears. I'm going to stab each and every one of you motherfuckers.
But anyway, that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much, Donkey and Helen, for coming.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You know, it's your house, Helen. And,
yes, thank you very much for letting us in here.
You're very welcome.
Helen. Donkey, I fucking hate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for helping me out.
That's okay.
That's Scott's new love language.
Jamie, you're a fucking arsehole.
I had to wait until he was up in Scotland because I knew you two just had phones next to each other and just read them. So when he was up in Scotland, I was like, Dunk, can you help me out? And yeah, sorry for everyone assuming it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Everyone came up to me and was like, why? I didn't realise Scott had the same birthday as you. I was like, no, he doesn't.
Just for future reference, Snuffles, it should be Mr. President. You know that's what you call me when you're down on your knees, bitch.
But anyway, till the next time, you lovely listeners. It's been me, Jamie.
Me, Scott.
Me, Helen.
Me, Donkey.
Toodles.
Ta-ra.